Funny Kid Catastrophe. Funny Kid, Book 11, written and read by Matt Stanton. It's over. I'm retiring. Funny Kid is hanging up his hat. Not that I really wear hats. It would completely ruin my hair. What I'm trying to say is, I've made you laugh, but now I am being called on to greater things. We've had some good times, haven't we? The pranks, the fart jokes, the ridiculous amount of press conferences. But I'm sorry to say, it's official. I'm maturing. The Funny Kid is done. Now it's time for First Kid. My new title has the same initials, I know. Also the same second word. Really, I'm just changing four letters. But don't be fooled. This is a whole new thing. I'm not your entertainer anymore. I'm much more important. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? Sorry about that. Let me fill you in. My mum has decided to run for mayor of Redhill because the previous mayor decided to move on to new challenges. That basically means he realised no one liked him. My parents sat me down this week and explained mum's big plan. They said something about things getting a little crazy around here for the next little while and something about policies, I don't know. I'd heard everything I needed to. I'm 11, you know. I'm smart enough to understand that when one of your parents becomes the mayor, or the prime minister, or the president, then their partner becomes the first man or first lady, and their kids become the first kids. That'll be me. Me! Max Walbert, the first kid of Red Hill. That's why right now, it's a beautiful Sunday morning, and I'm sitting on my back step with Duck, talking about just how important I'm going to be. When I'm first kid, Miss Sweet won't be able to get me in trouble at school anymore. My bodyguard would stop her, for starters. Besides, I'm sure it's illegal to put the first kid on detention. I'm not saying I want Miss Sweet to go to jail or anything. But if Miss Sweet doesn't show the first kid the right level of respect, my hands will be tied. And hers will be in cuffs. The law's the law, you know. Quack. Duck would make a pretty good lawyer. Perhaps he should be my attorney. I'll never have to wait in line for anything either, I say. That's how important I'll be. The clue's in the name. First kid. I get to go first. Always. At everything. Duck has a really good memory. That's why he doesn't need to write all these things down. Even grown-ups need to obey the first kid, I say. I can tell the bus driver to take me straight to my house. The chef at Uncle Todd's to put extra sauce on my Big Todd burger. And maybe the police can pop by and mow the lawn once in a while. Do you think I'll get my own limousine?